USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Top diplomats for the United States and China had a public blow-up in front of reporters Thursday as the two global powers met in Anchorage, Alaska to discuss policy and attempt to restore ties. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken and his Chinese counterpart Yang Jiechi go at it.
We'll also discuss our deep concerns with actions by China. Each of these actions threaten the rules-based order that maintains global stability.
So let me say here that in front of the Chinese side, the United States does not have the qualification to say that it wants to speak to China from a position of strength.
UCLA men's basketball showed plenty of moxie over Michigan State in a first four game in the NCAA tournament. The Spartans blew an 11-point lead as UCLA wins in overtime 86-80. The victory was at Mackey Arena on Thursday night. USA Radio News.
It's happened. Since Election Day, more than 5 million people have downloaded the free Newsmax TV app from their smartphone store. It takes seconds, and with the free app, you can watch Newsmax TV right away. Most cable news channels require a paid subscription, not Newsmax. You get real news whenever you want. At home, Newsmax TV is on all major cable systems, and it's free on OTT devices, your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, Vizio, and Roku, YouTube, Zumo, and Pluto. Now, the free smartphone app lets you watch Newsmax easily wherever you are. So check Newsmax.com online for breaking headlines. Then go to the Newsmax TV app to watch the latest news with Sebastian Gorka, Dick Morris, Greg Kelly, Diamond and Silk, Michelle Malkin, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, and so much more. Newsmax is already the fourth highest rated cable news channel in America. Everyone is watching Newsmax because it's real news for real people.